We're talking with Isabella Ochichi, who's an Olympic silver medalist in the 5,000 metres. That was some 9 years ago in the Athens Games. She had a break from the sport after that because of injury, but now she's back and making her first serious attempt at international competition at the Hervis Prague Half Marathon on Saturday. Now, Isabella, what caused the change? There you were, an Olympic silver medal on the track in Athens, great success, and then we haven't heard much about you for the last 6 or 7 years. What brought about the change in your life?
Okay, I got a serious injury. I had an Achilles tendon that was operated on twice. And the, after the operation, you have to take some time to heal. In the process of healing, I thank God I went back to my family, I had a baby. And now I'm trying to be back, but I don't know how good I will be tomorrow.
It's a, I suppose, quite a big leap into the unknown, because this really is your first race of any note, isn't it? I presume you've been training, but have you done any smaller races to give you an indication of what kind of shape you'd be in?
Yes, I tried to run in Kenya in November. I did a half marathon in Kenya in Nakuru. I was able to run at 74:26. So here, when I've come to Prague, I want to try and see how I have improved in my training, and especially when I'm planning to enter into a big race, that's a full marathon.
I think a lot of women who have had a baby would like to know how it was for you, a very good athlete, an Olympic medalist, to come back. How long were you away from running? Of course, you said you had an injury, but what was it like coming back to running, taking exercise, and then you had a little boy, Bernard, there with you, who's now, what, two and a half years old. How was all that like?
It was a whole new experience, very hard sometimes. You see, when you're an athlete, you are always very light, no weight. But when you have a baby, you have to add on a lot of weight. I was like 17 more kilos from my leading weight when I was running. And after coming back, you have to struggle. But at long last, right now, I'm almost there. Yeah.
And that's really hard. I think, you know, seriously, talking seriously, yes, as you say, a lot of women do put on weight because of childbirth and the whole process of nurturing, rearing a baby. And they struggle to take the weight off. I mean, they'd like to hear your secret. Okay, you now, to me, look back very much to racing shape, but did you change your diet or did you just start running and the weight dropped off?
I didn't change any of my diets. All what I did was to work hard in training. You start slowly you improve, you add on the distance each day, you start very slowly but very short times, and up to now I'm able to go even for a long, like 30 kilometers. So with that, I've just come back to my normal weight.
And where is home for you in Kenya, and where do you do your training?
I was born in Kisii, that's around western Kenya, but I train in Nairobi, Ngong Hills.
The Ngong Hills, they're a famous setting for a lot of excellent Kenyan runners. Is there something special about them?
Something special is that when you are there, you feel very fresh. The air is fresh in Ngong, there are hills. You have, each day you have a special route to go through. You don't have to repeat where you were yesterday, so you don't feel bored when you are training.
Talking of boredom, well, it may not be boredom, but someone like you, you're coming back to international competition. The runners at the top, they have to do a lot of traveling, don't you? You catching planes, hotels, very nice hotels like the one we're in Prague, but they're still hotels, it's not home. Can that be a strain?
It's strange. Sometimes when you are you have gone out of something for quite long, coming back you come a fresh new person. You have a new experience, especially in the brain. You are like, okay, I'm tired, my legs are swearing. But actually after I've taken like 2 days sleep and resting, now I feel I'm better. And next time, I'll go back to my same traveling experiences that I had before.
If all goes well with the Prague Half Marathon, what are your longer-term objectives in the sport?
in the sport right now, I feel for my age, I need to go fast and go for a marathon. That's a full marathon before I'll turn and maybe surrender from the career of running. And for my tomorrow's race, it will really open my gates. After this race, I will be able to decide which marathon, that's a full marathon that I should be doing in May.
And could it be even that you think of coming back to Prague for the full marathon here?
Depending on the source tomorrow and the experience on the course, and I know Prague Marathon is in May, I try and come back.
We wish you every success, not only with the Hervest Prague Half Marathon, Isabella, but also for your continued success and return to the top flight in running. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.